Hello, Lakers. We want to welcome everyone back to campus for the last half of the semester. My name is Keegan, pronouns she, her.
Hello, it's Bella, pronouns she, her as well.
And my name is Emily, and my pronouns are she, her.
Hello, Lakers. My name is Katie, pronouns she, her.
We hope you all had a safe and fun spring break. Many of us, including myself, spent some much needed time in the sun during break. I went to Florida. Bella, what did you do?
I just went back home to Chicago, spent time with my dog and my family. My dog is my family, so it was very nice all around.
What did I do? I worked and I relaxed on my days off and hung out with some friends, but stayed here. So
I feel like spring break was much needed. I feel like this semester is crazy busy for everyone. But while I didn't get to enjoy the warmth like some of our peer eds here, I also went home, which is an hour away. But it was nice to go home, see my dog, as Bella did. I was sick, so I was recovering from that, but at least I didn't miss any school. Got to relax. I also worked and just spent time with family. And while we are still in the middle of our semester, getting ready for exams, believe it or not, and the weather is getting slightly warmer, give or take, hopefully no more snow, I think it's important that we discuss something that might be a little sensitive to some, but is a very important topic that I think we should talk about, and that is body image. Now, as we're coming back from spring break and everyone's posting on Instagram, Snapchat, Visco, whatever platform it might be. I swear there's like a million of them now. I think it's really important to talk about the idea of body image and body positivity and stuff like that, because I don't know about you guys, but it's really hard seeing everyone posting these happy pictures of themselves, seeing what they're wearing, how tan they might look, how they look like going to the gym, stuff like that. And it's just really honestly hard on your mental health because you're constantly comparing yourself to what they look like, and you're like, I don't know about you guys, but I always struggle with judging myself or thinking, wow, I wish I constantly thinking like, wow, I wish I work out every day or try to be active, and somehow it's hard because I'm like, I still don't have those abs or still I'm not looking like that. And it's hard because I know that pictures online and social media can be edited to make you look however you want. Like, you could literally be like twice as tan as you really are. Like, everyone literally just went to spring break after being in Pale, Michigan. Like, there's no way, like, I'm gonna be that tan. I was literally in the snow. So I think it's important to remember that even though we might have those intrusive thoughts in our brain, and it's hard to get rid of them, it's hard for everyone, not just me, but remember that it doesn't matter ultimately however anyone looks. It's purely genetic, and honestly, you can edit how you look. It's not, social media is not completely real. It's not the reality. And I just think it's a really important thing to remember in general, honestly.
And that's such a fabulous point too, because of course we're always on our phones, but we can be so inundated by just comparison and all of these external messages just existing and going about our day-to-day lives with advertisements everywhere. And even if you don't use social media, like, I deleted most of mine because it was causing me some mental health problems. Even then, you can still get advertisements like, oh, try this diet or try this fad or this trend or this fashion style. And it can really be difficult when you are just always comparing, sometimes subconsciously. Full disclosure for myself, I have PCOS, that's polycystic ovary syndrome, and that's a chronic illness that is currently incurable. Lots of symptoms that come with it, and one of them is weight fluctuation, and just a lot of symptoms affect my appearance. And that has really been a struggle for me growing up and managing my fitness while also not focusing too much on my appearance, because a lot of the times the two got intertwined when that's not always the case. But it can definitely be a real challenge when wellness and your sense of self-esteem can be really wrapped up in just what other people think of you, and especially if you don't feel good about yourself.
Yeah, thank you for sharing that. I feel like that's really important for people to hear that, you know, like, people go through these things and everyone is dealing with their own issues and situations, and we're not all the same. I also want to talk a little bit back about spring break and how it's getting warmer out. And with that comes, you know, like wearing different clothes than we might be wearing during the winter. Maybe you're wearing more revealing clothing just to, you know, cool off when it gets hot. But with that, I know I feel this and you probably do too, but some, you know, you may feel pressure to get in shape fast as summer is approaching, especially seeing everything on social media.
That definitely makes sense, Emily. And with like getting in shape fast, that kind of reminds me back to COVID. I don't know. We were all in quarantine. We didn't have much to do. Couldn't go outside. Couldn't go to class. Couldn't go to school. And what could we do? We could work out. What did everyone start doing? Posting all these different workouts, posting everything so fast and posting all their gym pics. And it was very inspiring to see that a whole community was working out, doing all these different things. And while that was inspiring and uplifting and motivating for some, it was kind of hard on body images for others. And it was more like people were working out and posting these gym pics for body image and growth and almost kind of like, hey, look at how I look at my body now, rather than actually happiness and health, which is really what the gym is for. Working out is supposed to be a way for you to stay healthy, making sure you're moving your body and being active. It's not supposed to be a competition. It's not supposed to be something to show off and make sure that you're seeking society's approval in a way. And that's just kind of really toxic, in my opinion. You have this pressure from society to maintain kind of like a gym routine. You're growing every day. Are you going at 5 a.m. every morning and lifting for 3 hours a day? We don't all have that time. Are you eating healthy and making sure you're eating enough protein to make sure you have all that muscle? Do you have the right type of gym clothes? There's so many different aspects that I could just go on about. I'm very passionate about it. And as someone who does like working out for my own mental health, it's really hard for me to see the gym being used as something so toxic and something so, something that really gives people body issues and body image issues, because it's really something that's meant for health and for us to maintain a healthy lifestyle, not something used as social media platform.
Definitely. And it can really become unhealthy too when you're overusing the gym as well, like not giving yourself enough rest days because you're so relentless and pursuing this goal of how you want your physique to look, when you can lay yourself up and then you have an injury and it's even harder to get back into that movement, and it can put you in a worse headspace. So it's really, yeah, I absolutely agree, Katie. It's just sad to see that there's so much potential for joyful experiences and movement and making yourself feel better rather than just maintaining expectations of appearances.
Yeah, and I just like want to bring up the fact that on social media, like you see a lot of people who are working out all the time, and like it might totally work for them. It might be really beneficial for their mental health, but you know, they might also be someone who is not doing the right things for their body. They might be working out way much, like way too much. They might not be eating what they need to be healthy, and they might be hurting their body. So I think it's important that you listen to yourself rather than everything that you see on social media.
I think going off of that, like when we talk about like the influencers, we have to remember that like that's their job, is to sell the image. And mm-hmm. so like you'll see them working out and you'll see them eating all this stuff, but like you have to consider on the other end, they're also getting paid to do that. So they might not, it might not be the best thing for you, and it might not be like all that it's cracked up to be.
I think you mentioned such a great point. Like these influencers are not practicing healthy routines that or normal routines even. Like we're all in college, we all have studying and so many different parts of our lives that we have to maintain. Mm-hmm. And with like also going to the gym, we all also have to practice maintaining a diet of some sort. And while it's important to maintain a healthy diet and make sure we are getting proper nutrients, proper fruits and vegetables and protein, I don't think it's healthy for us to be judged by ourselves and our peers for eating ice cream at night or getting fries. It's so unhealthy for us to feel judged for eating something that's good to us, because for some of us, the only thing that might be getting us through that week is that Ben and Jerry's ice cream at night after a really hard exam, honestly.
It's like the little foods that fill up your HP in the video games, where instead of HP, it's just my happiness points. But Absolutely agree.
Yeah, but you make a really good point, Katie. Like, don't punish yourself if you're trying to make a better lifestyle and be healthier, whether that be, you know, eating better foods or getting more movement in your life. You don't have to make it a bad experience. Like, you can find different ways to make it fun. Like, I know for me, I'm really excited. I'm planning on getting a little trampoline and like watching some YouTube videos where they're jumping to music. And I'm going to try to do that as my exercise because I just don't have a lot of time in the day to like go to the gym. So like maybe right before I go to bed. yeah, but like just like uncommon forms of exercise. Like you don't have to do exactly what, you know, influencers are doing. Even if you're just moving your body is good enough.
I love that. And Emily and I were talking earlier about how we both wanted to start skating again. I had recently learned how to roller skate. It was, surprise, surprise, a product of pandemic boredness. But now I really look forward to it. And it's like, you know, dancing movement. And it's a really good workout. And I can't wait until the weather's nice enough again to like have that part of my routine.
And Keegan knows all about dancing movements.
She's going to call me out. Yeah, I do love my Zumba and my Lit and Fit for the rec center because, you know, it's really hard sometimes, like, get the motivation to, like, go to the gym, but I'm like, oh, like, I signed up for the class. Like, my friends are going to be there. Like, it helps hold me accountable for sure.
But I also, like, back to kind of, like, eating healthy. We were so used to, like, having our parents back at home create our own schedules and holding us accountable for making sure we eat breakfast, lunch, dinner, have healthy snacks, pack our lunch so we're not eating, you know, 3 tubs of ice cream a day. So I think it's important, but I also think a lot of us think that if we skip meals, like, hey, maybe we might lose a couple pounds, not get that freshman 15 or whatever stereotypes there might be, but that's really unhealthy as well because that's really just not true. And it's just important to, while it is important to eat healthy, don't judge yourself for eating that guilty pleasure because it might just be what you need for your mental health, honestly.
I think going off of skipping meals too, I think a lot of times in our heads, we think we have to earn what we eat. So like, we have to go do this exercise or like even sometimes people use it as like a homework reward, but like, you need to eat when you need to eat. Like if you're hungry, you just need to eat. And I think one of the things that's really helped me is I pack snacks for in between my classes because there's days where like I leave the house at 11:30 and I don't, or apartment, but I leave the apartment at 11:30 and I don't get back to like 6. So like those snacks are like dire. Mm-hmm. My pretzels, I need my pretzels.
And even that planning is just so helpful too, because say you're not even necessarily trying to go about it in a more health conscious way, but then you're planning your meals and then it's easier. And then you're not necessarily eating off schedule late at night and throwing yourself off. And it can just really help to do that one extra thing for yourself in the morning. Like consider that your self-care. Like, I know I really like this food. I know it's going to brighten my day up a little bit to have it. And I know I'll already have it with me in my bag, and just making sure that make things easier on yourself. And on that point, maybe thinking about how we can make things a little bit easier for others, like in considering our behaviors and our language and how we speak to others about our health behaviors. So even just subtle comments like, oh, this food is so bad, or oh, like I can't have that food, can kind of have an impact on another person that's listening, and it could inadvertently shame them. It could inadvertently hurt them, and it could be hurting yourself by just repeating those mantras to yourself, like labeling foods good and bad can be a really slippery slope.
And kind of going off of that, when most people think of like comments about body positivity, most people think about people that, oh, they're like, oh, they need to lose weight, but also people that are really thin or maybe like they just need to gain weight. That's also really negative. People that are like, oh my goodness, you're so skinny. Like, do you even eat? Or like, you have no muscle. That's also really negative towards them because you don't know if they have some type of disorder or something, but maybe they just are struggling really bad and you don't know what they might be going through. So just being really mindful about what you're saying, even to yourself around them, because even just saying, oh, I feel so fat, or like, I ate this so much today, like, I'm gonna get so fat. Like, comments like that to yourself might affect other people around you. And even though you might feel that way, it just isn't always appropriate to say those type of things.
Absolutely. We consume ideas too, and just being mindful of those interactions is really important and helpful to ourselves and other people that we care about, and being part of the change that we want to see in the world, where hopefully it's not so scary on social media and in the gym and other places that should be welcoming. And it's totally okay, and it's expected if you are struggling a lot right now. Maybe what we've talked about has kind of resonated with you and you're looking at how you might be able to reach out. The UCC, the University Counseling Center, has a ton of online resources, in-person resources. There are skills groups dedicated to self-compassion and body image. There are lots of self-help resources. The Recreation Center also has some information on body image and programming that they do. And yeah, I would definitely encourage you to just check out the resources that the school has available, and you wouldn't be alone in your struggles. And so now, for our peer picks, we had a couple snack ideas to maybe help you in these last few weeks of your semester. And also, we just wanted to talk about our favorite foods.
We were talking about how it's a great way to just connect with people. Like, who doesn't love food?
We sat here and talked about it for at least 15 minutes, all the different foods that we liked.
So my favorite food is buffalo wings. Love them. Can't always eat that, especially when I'm like on the run from classes. Like, I'm not just gonna sit down. So like an easy snack that I know I always get on the days I have class is at the Pod Store in Kirkhoff. They have this protein bar that I don't even know what the brand is, but it's like a blue package and it's chocolate peanut butter, and I love it. Like, it literally is a candy bar, but that's like been my kick lately. Like, it's just enough to hold me over. But yeah, so that's an easy snack that I use.
I don't know. I just reminded me, I love ranch.
Like, me too.
I love dipping like buffalo wings in ranch.
Oh yeah.
But like, I like anything in ranch, like fries in ranch, just
pizza.
Ranch. But for my snacks, personally, I'm really bad at remembering to pack snacks, which I really should be better at, because I wake up pretty close to when I need to leave, so I'm always kind of in a rush, which maybe I need to work on. But I love bagels and cream cheese. There's something about just a good bagel with cream cheese that just like is so nice in the morning with coffee. But I can have it any time of day. Like, I've had bagels and cream cheese at like for dinner. But I'm also like, I really love like different drinks that's not water, like sweet tea from Chick-fil-A. If anyone brings me a gallon of those, please. That's my favorite thing right now.
So I changed mine while we were sitting here because you were talking about ranch, and I love chicken tenders. Chicken tenders and ranch, oh my goodness. And then as a snack, like I talked about earlier, pretzels are usually my go-to. I just throw some in a bag and munch on them all day.
Can't go wrong with that. And then for mine, I've been thinking about it, like, since we began recording the podcast. I love cheeseburgers. They've always been my favorite food growing up, especially bacon cheeseburgers with barbecue sauce. That's my favorite. But for snacks, when I'm on the go, I just like a cheese stick, sharp cheddar specifically, and just a couple nuts, like mixed nuts, cashews, peanuts, and walnuts. And oh, those are really good.
Yeah.
So lots of options, y'all. I don't know about all you listeners, but I'm definitely hungry now. And I think we are too. But thank you so much for joining us on this episode. Again, we look forward to seeing you next time. Good luck with your semester until then, and take care of yourselves.